Problems, problems, problems. Much of what we do throughout life is dealing with problems, trying to avoid problems. Our own most worshipable Srila Prabhupada is most worshipable because he very kindly, deliberately accepted so many problems to come to the Western world and give us the process of Krishna consciousness to deliver us from all problems eternally by going back home, back to Godhead, beyond birth and death. Srila Prabhupada was living simply, austerely, but in some ways we can say comfortably in Vrindavan without many problems, in the sense that his family problems, his business problems, his financial problems, he had left them all behind to concentrate on how to alleviate the problems of the world. But he knew that to serve as an instrument of Lord Chaitanya to alleviate the problems of the world, he would have to go out into the world and accept so many problems. Just going to the West, it was so difficult for him to convince anyone to... eventually Sumati Muraji gave him a passage on a cargo steamship, and then getting his P-form, the formalities, legal formalities to leave the country. On the way, he suffered heart attacks. He went to live with people who were meat eaters. He accepted so many problems. And in founding ISKCON, what was he doing? From one perspective, we could say he was making an arrangement by which he would simply increase his life's problems. Accepting disciples means accepting their problems, particularly dealing with what from the Vedic Vaishnav cultural perspective are very difficult people, very uncultured people. Most of Srila Prabhupada's disciples were from a non-Indian background. Srila Prabhupada once referred to his Western disciples as white aborigines. With founding ISKCON meant there were going to be legal problems in the beginning. The movement was very poor, so there were poverty problems. Later on, he had in India itself, he had problems with the Indian government. They wouldn't give long-term visas for his Western disciples. And a certain section of the press were motivating the public against the movement by saying that this Hare Krishna movement is a CIA operative to establish the temple in Juhu. Srila Prabhupada had to go through so many problems. He went through fire in his own description. And as Harishauri Prabhu remarked, who was traveling with Srila Prabhupada for quite some time, that Srila Prabhupada was always sick all the time while he was traveling around the world. He accepted all of that. Why? Well, what is the result? We're all here today in this Hare Krishna movement spread all over the world because Srila Prabhupada so very kindly accepted so many problems. Millions of Srila Prabhupada's books have been distributed. Millions of plates of prasad have been distributed. Uncounted festivals have been performed all over the world. So many lives have been touched by Krishna consciousness, and so many people have fully taken to Krishna consciousness. The movement is expanding, but there are problems. Inevitable. Inevitable in a movement, any organization, they're going to be problems. Anything in this material world, there are going to be problems. However, some of the problems in ISKCON today are particularly disturbing doctrinal, ideological problems in which devotees seem to be intractably divided, opposed to each other. There's talk of schism. There have already been schisms within ISKCON. Devotees have broken away. And we just think, well, if Prabhupada was personally here now, we could go and ask him. And just like Srila Prabhupada, when he was personally present, he personally dealt with and solved very deep divides and misconceptions, divides among devotees, misconceptions they were holding. If Prabhupada was here today, it'd be so much easier. Well, of course, we say he is here today, and in one sense, yes, in one sense, no. There are the words prakat and aprakat. Prakat means manifest, aprakat means not manifest. So Srila Prabhupada is present, but what we call his aprakat presence, not directly manifest in the way that we saw him from 1966 to 1977. Yeah, they're not so good problems. Can they be good? Well, very disturbing problems. A huge number of devotees have left this movement, being discontent, and we can't just write off all their concerns as being frivolous. Their complaints, they're not all without substance. Well, we can say, well, they left because they're insincere or this and that, but so many people with so many concerns. I personally am concerned with deviations, what's called mission drift. Is the movement really on the course that Srila Prabhupada wanted? I've been speaking a lot about Varnashram Dharma, how Srila Prabhupada, he very much wanted that the members of his movement make moves toward establishing Varnashram Dharma as a practical social organization for guiding human society toward Krishna consciousness. Just it came to my mind, and I want to share something. It's practically obvious, you could say, or some might say, that it's overly simplistic or overly idealistic, but another suggested approach to invoke Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and as if he's present with us now. I'm not saying that we should stop any other programs or those not do Varnashram or not do anything else, but to invoke Srila Prabhupada's special mercy and get the feel of the movement. It was so dynamic when he was personally present among us, is to, again, try to create that atmosphere that we felt so linked with Prabhupada. We felt his mercy showering upon us during that time when Srila Prabhupada is personally present with us. One major way in which so many devotees all over the world felt very strongly linked with Srila Prabhupada, even though they may have hardly seen him or spoken with him, was by engaging in the service that he very much promoted. He promoted so many different programs for spreading Krishna consciousness. But particularly, he pushed the massive distribution of his books. In one of his later purports in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote that all activities in our Krishna consciousness movement are centered around the distribution of this transcendental literature. And that was very much so at the time. I'm not sure if devotees joining the movement nowadays are even aware of this desire of Srila Prabhupada, or that the movement is supposed to be centered around the distribution of books, especially Srila Prabhupada's books, which were dictated by Krishna to Srila Prabhupada, how the words, how they can influence the minds and the hearts of people from diverse backgrounds so that they can understand and take to Krishna consciousness. So other programs shouldn't be stopped, but the leaders, I'm just suggesting, the leaders of this movement at local level, national level, international level, come together and make a plan how to massively ramp up the book distribution. To do that, we'll have to enthuse the devotees. It's not easy to go out and distribute books. To do that, we'll have to become enthused ourselves. To do that, we'll have to read the books, Srila Prabhupada's books, and get others also to do that. Of course, reading books is going on, studying books is going on. There are Bhakti Shastra courses going on, as Srila Prabhupada wanted, in various places throughout the world. But the real result of taking a Bhakti Shastra course should be an intense desire to share that knowledge with others. And of course, we can do that by giving talks here and there. But as Srila Prabhupada wrote in a letter to Bhagavan Das, who was one of the most eloquent speakers and preachers of Krishna consciousness, what good will your three-minute talk do, but if people take a book, that may change their life? We can say a few words here and there, but in the book they get a whole package of Krishna conscious philosophy directly from emanating from Srila Prabhupada's transcendental mouth. So, although we're making many devotees, it's going on. We may say, "Well, we're making many devotees." Okay, but yeah, how many know about the importance of book distribution? How much importance Srila Prabhupada put on that? Let's make it like it was in the 1970s. The whole movement was excited about book distribution. It wasn't just for a few devotees who felt like it, or just once a year for a marathon, but the whole movement was running on the spiritual energy of distributing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books. So, and devotees used to know, and that Prabhupada, he wanted a set of books in the home of every gentleman in America, and that we can expand that to the whole world. We can make big ambitions. Srila Prabhupada, think big. Go shoot the rhinoceros. Why not have an aim to put a set of books in every home in the world? Of course, some places people are not very educated, but definitely in America, Europe, Australia, Japan, India, we can aim at having in the homes of at least the what we may call the more educated people, or pretty much in America, most people can read, and let them read Srila Prabhupada's books instead of some other rascal nonsense. So once that spirit is revived in our movement, then we can ramp up the Harinam. Already Harinam Sankirtan is going on, but we can increase it more and more. Prasad distribution, festivals. Let the Hare Krishna movement be known again. Let the Hare Krishna movement be in the news again. Let the Hare Krishna movement, people see our devotees everywhere and get books when they're going to work, when they're at work, where all times, all places and all circumstances, they may be approached by devotees, giving them books. And then, of course, to get the book distribution going more and more, we have to make devotees more and more. And if there are many congregational devotees, we can engage them at least on weekends, weekend warriors distributing books, full-time devotees. We can say to people, you give part of your life at least to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books on a full-time basis. Come and live in our temples. Srila Prabhupada wrote that the temples, they're not meant to be places for eating and sleeping, but bases for which devotees go to distribute so many books. And he gave the example from his own personal experience. He was living in Calcutta when Calcutta was bombed by Japanese planes. And he said, just like Srila Prabhupada said, just like in the wartime, the bombs are raining from the sky. So in the same way, devotees should go out and distribute so many books. So the books are just raining down upon the population who really need that. So many programs are there, but put the book distribution first in the forefront, at the center of all the activities of the Krishna Conscious Movement, and that will force us as individuals and as a movement to surrender more and more to Srila Prabhupada's desires. Surrender, yes, surrender, that term is central to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, because it's Krishna's ultimate teaching in Bhagavad Gita. We have to surrender to him. So to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books day in, day out, it requires great surrender every day going out. Even experienced book distributors find that every day going out, that the Maya will tell them, no, what are you doing? You have to consciously surrender. Yes, I'm going to give fully to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm going to surrender to Krishna, pray to Krishna. Sadhana standards will improve. Japa will become more and more prayer with a focus. Oh Krishna, oh energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Especially I have to go out and distribute these books. It's not easy. Please give me the intelligence to say what I need to say, so that people will take the books. Please inspire the people within their hearts who don't want these books to somehow or other agree to take them. We ourselves will become more and more inspired to read the books, and when we do so, we'll find deeper and deeper realizations. We'll need to do so because people will give objections, they'll ask questions. We'll have to tell them. We'll have to be able to satisfy their questions and respond to their objections so they agree to take the books. And then we ourselves will want to read more. We'll become eager to read these books more and more. And yeah, we'll get very deep realizations when we read. It'll be less academic and more dynamic, knowing that we're reading it now and we're giving it to others. And from book distribution, people will come. And we engage them in Harinam and holding festivals and this and that. And then more and more we'll have to think about Varnashram communities, how we can walk the talk, because in Srila Prabhupada's books there's so much description of Vedic culture and Vedic society, living simply, simple living, high thinking. We have to organize that. And everything will unfold. Then we'll feel Srila Prabhupada's presence by this intense absorption in this difficult service, but that service which is very, very pleasing to him. And we get everyone leaping in the kirtan. Kirtans, they won't be some artistic display, but when the mercy flows, then the devotees, they become electrified and dance in ecstasy in the kirtans. And that will bring unity when we're united in this service. that brings us all together despite having so many differences and still ideological problems and disagreements won't go away, but we'll get more clarity by linking with Srila Prabhupada and his in this intense mercy that we all experienced, at least way back in the 70s. Those of us who are senior devotees, I hope we can all remember these ecstasies we experienced, at least in the 1970s. I'm speaking for myself, especially when I was in the West, and then I came to India, and I was also distributing books and this and that. But in the West, it's really it's a challenge in some ways that you really, really, really have to pray to be able to distribute anything at all out there in the West. It's not. I'm not saying it's easier in India, but it's particularly tough out there in the West. So it's not that all our ideological problems will go away, but at least there should be more unity and more bliss so that we're not, sorry to say, but at each other's throats, so to speak. And maybe we can get together and actually talk about different things. We'll be in a better position to deal with ideological problems. At least we may be ready to come together and talk about all these things. The problems are not... I'm saying solving ISKCON's problems, but there'll always be problems there, but it's inevitable. It's just like being on a boat in the sea. The boat may be very good, but the sea is very rough. So the sea of Kali Yuga is very rough, and the boat's going to be battered and rocked this way. It's not that we're not going to be free from the disturbances of Kali Yuga and the whole material world. There are going to be problems, but better that we have, or that our most intense problems are those that come from preaching rather than from internal dissension. Preaching problems will unite us as a movement, whereas internal problems divide us. And we've many times heard we have to put Prabhupada in the center. What better way than this? We've many times heard that, well, instead of focusing our energy on fighting among ourselves, why not direct it outward for preaching? Well, what better way to do this? And of course, as the movement goes on and the various issues will arise, but if we keep this program in the forefront, all the activities in the Krishna Consciousness Movement are centered on distributing spiritual literature, then definitely we're doing what we should be doing. We know that for sure. There are so many different programs. We know for sure if we're distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, we're doing what Prabhupada wanted. Other programs, well, maybe, maybe not. Yeah, well, there are programs, of course. Srila Prabhupada wanted so many things. Varnashram, Srila Prabhupada wanted gurukuls, restaurants, this and that. But with all these programs, you say, well, Varnashram, but did he want it this way? And restaurants, well, did he want it that way? Or how much can we do? How much can we compromise? Are we to use soya meat in the restaurant? So many questions may arise. But in book distribution, it's very simple and straightforward. You give books to people, you ask them to give a donation. Of course, we can mess it up also by harassing the people to an extent that they become upset with us, but basically it's a very simple program. You have the books, you approach the people, you ask them to take it. Some take it, some don't. If they don't take it, go on to someone else, give them the books. So just keep on going like that. So this is a very potent program for invoking Srila Prabhupada's mercy, which we all need it profusely. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is all that we're made of, individual and as a movement. In fact, we could say that the real problem in ISKCON is not this or that or something else. But the root of all problems, we could say, is that we're not nearly as focused on book distribution as we used to be and as we should be. So that's my suggestion, as humbly as it comes to me. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Dante nidhaya churnakang padayane patya kritva chakaku shatameta daham bravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durach chaitanya chandra charane kurutanu raga. Vancha kalpataru bhascha kripasindu evacha patita nam pavane bhil vaishnave bhil namo namaha.